Hi, you are listening to the Defender Wellbeing Collective podcast, a space where you will learn about our shared journey, how the collective started, what we have learned along the way, and the important issue we explore together. I'm your host, Nanda, a feminist activist, storyteller, and the founder of Purple Feminist Crew from Myanmar. Welcome to our space, and thank you for listening. Hello, welcome, Surat, to the Defenders Wellbeing Collective podcast. Thank you for being here. Let's start with the introduction.
Thank you, Nanda. Hello, everyone. I'm Shukrat. I'm from Tajikistan. I'm human rights defender. Also, I'm curator and photographer. Yeah.
Thank you for the lovely introduction. And I'm interested in seeing more of your artwork. Let's start with, you know, that this topic that we are going to talk about on episode on managing conflict within movements. You know, both you and I, we live in a very conflicted zone, you know, a very complicated history, and the country that has complicated history and still has an ongoing conflict going on. So let's talk about conflict within movements. It can feel really painful because it happens between people who care deeply, you know. What has your relationship been like with conflict in activist spaces? Have you seen it handled well or gone badly? You know, in Myanmar, it's increasingly you can see people are attacking each other, even though they are moving for the same goal. Sometimes I think there's a healthy competition, but sometimes it's really unhealthy and becomes toxic. So how does it like in your community, in your space, and in your country?
Yeah. Thank you for your question. I think if talking about Tajikistan human rights defenders or activists, I think everywhere it's community and activists has conflict for each other, because it's most of them don't have on one way and one thinking about. For example, if talking about human rights, most of them have different mind and different area of working. And for example, in Tajikistan, who do activist work, they has conflict between each other. I think first of all, it's about money, because you know, it's a lot of donors and lot of money was cut, and now most of organization don't have a lot of money to do something, and because less of donors now in support Tajikistan, and
same,
because
same.
of that, most of organization who support human rights, for example, they conflict with each other, because it's it's not how to say open conflict, it's shadow conflict. For example, most of them talking about, oh, it's not good organization, they not support human rights, they do something wrong like this one, because get money from donors, for example. I saw this situation this year, because a lot of organization don't have money, and they started it's kind of not openly conflict, but it's a shadow conflict, and because we say in Russian, it's frozen war like this one, cold war,
Oh, okay.
like this one, yeah. And people and organization thinking it's most of them thinking it's about money, because it's just less money coming to Tajikistan, and donor just cut a lot of project because of that, I'm thinking. Yeah. And I saw this situation during the meetings with human rights defenders. They support each other, but it's how to say, for public,
Right.
not for personal reason.
I see. So Have you seen any example with that kind of conflict where it's shadow and quiet? But have you seen any specific event or example where it exploded? It becomes so public. Have you seen something like that as well?
But I saw, but because I know most of the people who work in the organization and support human rights, it's for me, it's you can see this because I connect with a lot of organization. And for example, during the meeting or conference, you can see people not how to say during the conference, they like lovely for each other. And just say hello, how are you? Blah blah blah. And after conference or before conference, they just not say hello or conversation with each other because they do like one work, but with different people. And like for example, one organization work was women rights. Another organization work, for example, was the people with disability. For example, like, or for example, women who work with people with disability, and you can see like if you think it's protecting a woman, but most of them just don't want to understand. Oh, you work with women rights, please work with women rights. We work with disability. We don't put your work with to our work. Like this one.
Wow, that's interesting. We have similar thing that's happening in Myanmar as well. It's even within the women's rights organization. They think that, how they do the work is more important, more meaningful. Your work, the way you approach is na, not good enough, something like that. And there's a very unhealthy competition around donors or funding, So if you receive a funding, the one that doesn't receive don't really like that about you. So you always have a lot of money from donor and then we don't have it. That sort of competition has become really dangerous in a way. As you said earlier, we are working towards bettering the community, bettering the world together. And we might not go on the same way. We might not do things the same way. But we are still on the same journey. So we need to find a way to be okay with conflicts in a kind way, not in an aggressive way. So it was such a funny thing.
Yes, and for example, it's an example about my organization. My organization, I'm as a curator. We also have art project with collaboration with promoting human rights. It's like we promoting art activism in Tajikistan. And we started art activists in 2020, like a first organization who started promoting human rights through art activism. And in this year, in the January or February, we had like small meetings with the art activism because we did like art space mapping in Tajikistan, and a lot of people who also have organization and who work with people of art, they come to our meeting and say, "Oh, you're not people from art. Why are you doing this art mapping? Why you get money and do this mapping?" You're not like art organization. Why you do this one? You did this, but we don't have money now to do this like you. Like how to say? They thinking if you not artist, you can't do like this research, for example. It's also like a conflict because. We have a lot of art people like in our organization who can like do like this work. But they, oh, you're not art people. Why you do this? Why you did this like this one? Yeah.
Right. And I think we call that sometime as gatekeeping, which means like if
Yes,
an yeah,
gatekeeping. Yeah.
exactly. So I think
Yes,
some
yeah.
people have that deep desire that they want to keep all the opportunity just for them, doesn't want to
Yeah.
share with anyone else. And I think in activist spaces, you can see that a lot as well. Like sometimes it's just
Yeah.
one person, they don't want to introduce it to you. They don't want to introduce you to them because they think that you might get that opportunity that they are giving it to them, you know? For example, a donor
Yes.
or a conference organizer or anything
Yes, yeah.
like that.
For example, if I know it's all the time conflict between organization, for example, like you say, gatekeeper. For example, some organization do something, another organization say, oh no, they can do this one, for example, because they don't have experience or they don't have a like expert who do some of the work like this one. Yeah.
I know. It's funny and sad at the same time.
Yes, but I think it's all about money.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, sadly. And despite being such in such a competition about money, I feel like as a group, activists are the most broke and poor. I don't know who's getting the money after the competition.
Yes, yeah. But sometimes it's good when people like come to your event and say, you can do like this one, you can do like this one. But it's okay because you know who told you about this. But for another reason, most of people just in the shadow saying something very bad about you and about your organization, and you don't know what happened and why people say like this one, for example.
Yeah, and I think similar to that, we also have increasingly nowadays we have cancel culture, you know, where you cannot say one bad thing or one wrong thing, not bad thing, wrong thing. You are immediately removed from the community, from the spaces, from the
Yes, yeah.
opportunities, and then this person is very isolated, you know. What do you think? What are the other ways? Like, do you see that kind of thing happening in there? In your country.
I think yes, because for example, if I say something about another person, of course people think, oh, it's bad person. But I think it's happening in our community also. I think it's happened everywhere.
Also, because of social media, it's so easy to
Yes, yeah.
cancel someone, and I don't find that very healthy, like personally speaking.
Yeah.
But what do you think? What are other ways to punish people that are doing something wrong or saying something wrong beyond like shaming them and canceling them? What can we do as a society, as activists ourselves, when people say something wrong? We are essentially human being, right?
Yeah.
We will continue to do wrong things, say wrong things throughout our life until our last breath. So I think we need to find a different ways to punish people that is not cancel culture, you know? What are your thoughts on it?
Depend of situation, which kind of situation these people did, for example. For me personally, I know people can do mistake, and sometimes it's happen without mind, for example. And I think we can punish people if this, for example, for me, I can punish people if they say something wrong to me or something bad for my organization. I know a lot of people know about my activity work, for example. And for me, it's if something say something wrong, it's that doesn't matter for me. I think like this one, but in another situation, how to say in Tajikistan, most of activists not active in social media, because they yes, it's not so much active in social media because they like worry about haters in social media. Yeah, and because of that, I don't know. I think it depends the situation. If something bad happened, but we can't punish them.
Yeah, it's, I
It's
know
a
what
little bit
you're,
difficult
it is difficult. Yeah. But for me, I think that like canceling people is the same way as killing them in a way. I think shutting people down just for saying wrong thing might not be the best solution, you know. Maybe we need to think and consider about other ways. For example, maybe they need to do they need to do better, you know, by doing this and this. They need to repair the situation by saying this and this. For example, let's say that if someone says something bad about your organization, and then you found the person and you confronted them, I think for me, ideally it would be one, you can ask them to apologize for what they say, wrong thing or bad thing publicly. If they said publicly, they have to apologize publicly, and they can never say something like this to another, any of the organization. So I mean, there are multiple ways to handle this. I think, like you said, depending on the situation, people, and whoever is involved, it might be different. But I really want to encourage people not to jump to the cancel culture, because at the end of the day, we are human beings. We'll continue doing wrong things, saying wrong things, and that doesn't mean we are bad people, you know. So
But for example, in another situation, people if people like then if they say said something bad about organization or about person who work on organization, they all the time, if they like comment in a page of organization or say to somebody it always bad organization, like something like this, they understand the organization can't punish them. And they all the time like making noise to organization or to person. In this situation, maybe organization to need do something like I don't know, like talking with this person, why you're doing like this one, or like go to court to do something with like more officially, like more by law, if something if something happened like this one. Because most
Right.
of people thinking, oh, nobody punished me because I did like not so much, and like, but you understand me what I mean.
Absolutely. No, I do. And I think, like you said, like their social way to punish them, socially punishing and legally punishing and other ways to do it. But I think depending on the intensity of the action, we can consider which way is the most fair and kind way of teaching a lesson, not punishing, teaching a lesson. So do you have, like, in going back to the first question, when in situation like this in your community or organization or even in the whole nation, in your country, where this kind of internal conflict happen, have you seen people handling it or navigating it in a healthy way? Have you seen that being successful? And what would you recommend to someone trying to hold harm and healing in the same space?
I think being more healing in the same space for activists, I think need more conversation. Yes, more kind of like mediation,
Mediation, yeah.
like mediation. Or I think if conflict happen between between two or three organizations, which do like same way. I think for them need like just good conversation to understanding what happened. It's not about like maybe money, just it's about people, because for example, people doing one way, but different organization doing one way. I think we need you need to like support each other, because you do one way. Support, first of all, it's you support people. Yeah, I think like this, but I think you need for people need more like conversation, talking and understanding. Maybe something happened before, maybe something wrong. And for organization, need understand like what happened, for example, to do for understand this situation. If a conflict happened during organization, I think somebody who like I think not who working in organization, person who work outside of like people who not have connection with this organization, like to do
Outsider,
mediation.
A
Yes, outside,
mediator.
yes, do mediation between people in one organization to understand what happened. Because if people if mediator will be from organization, they all it will be difficult to like do mediation. I think you need like people from outsider to mediate this conflict in organization. And also it's all also about conversation and understanding, like this one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree. Like what you said about having, we are all adult already. That's why we are activists.
Yeah.
We're doing the community work. So we need to be able to have honest conversation,
Yeah.
difficult conversation, so that we can move forward and repair the situation and handle the relationship much more better.
Yeah.
We don't have to like each other all the time. We will never like each other all the time in the community,
Yeah.
in a space. But what we can do is we can choose to be kind to each other and
Yes,
resolve
yeah.
this issue. And you talk about having a mediator is also a very useful way to approach it, you know? Interesting.
But mediation also for some reason is, I think if it's talking between organization, I think it's also not, I think it's not so much working, but it's I think more about personality. If you good person, you will be kind with the another organization. If you don't like them, you can be like kind, because we do like one work, or we do like one way, for example.
Have you seen the way that you just give an example? Have you seen something like that have work? Like the way, like the suggestion you have recommended, right? So have you seen
Yeah.
people around you starting to use that, or they haven't, or what's happening in terms when it's conflicts is happening?
For example, for me it's easy, because I don't know. For me it's easy to communicate with people, with organization, because I don't have like trouble, or I don't have something with another organization, and for me it's easy. But yeah, I have some like colleagues which I don't like it. But still, if I see them in conference or meetings or in the city, of course I say, oh, hello, how are you? Like blah blah blah, like this one. But for most of people, it's like difficult to like connect with another people. But I think it's about also personality, and but for some of them, it's work, because they very kind, but they don't like, but they li little bit the kind and like for but it's also about personality, I think. If you
I
have a good
agree.
personality, you can connect with people, and you don't like people, but you connect with people.
Yeah, I think you're right. Different people, different personality.
Yes,
Conflict
yes.
is complicated. If you could give a one intention for how we deal with conflict and in our movement moving forward, what would it be? I know that you already said, but this is more about intention. Like in our movement, we have people that kind of focuses too much on other people and competition and conflict and all that. But if you can give them something more meaningful intention, do you think you have something on your mind to give?
For our community who human rights defenders, I will say, just focus your work and support your community. Yes, not thinking about conflict, not thinking who something say who can say something wrong about you and about your work. Just like go straight and you can see and left and right and do your work, but don't thinking about judgment, about conflict, because if you're thinking about judgment and conflict, you can support another people and you can like you can just stop in one of the way of your work like this one.
I think that's really beautiful. I think we need to focus on doing the work that we do and less focus on competing with the others, finding conflict, and then just complicating our movement with, conflict, internal conflict. I think that would be really more effective, and it would also save your energy on, conflicts from conflict.
If somebody say, "Oh, you bad person," thank you. I'm bad person. Bye bye and go
Thank you for
like that.
noticing.
Yes, and thank you for sharing.
We need to, I think sense of humor is also very important. I noticed that we as activists, I feel like we are always so serious and everything we say have to be serious and all that. But sometimes our body needs to relax, and have
Yes.
fun, say something funny, and don't take whatever everyone is saying so seriously and so personally. We need to lighten up in a bit, Of course, if people are actually attacking you, you need to do something about it. But don't go around and just assume that everyone has a problem with you or your organization. It will just be very toxic for you, right? Shukrat, thank you for being on the episode on managing conflict within movements. You have been really funny and resourceful, and thank you for giving your time and sharing your experiences and knowledge around this topic. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Nanda. Thank you so much. I hope my sharing was very helpful for people.
Thank you for joining us on the Defenders Wellbeing Collective podcast as we shared with you bits and pieces of our solidarity journey. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, please share it with your fellow activists. This space reminds us that even in resistance, we deserve rest. Until next time, take care of yourself and one another.